True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, before we get into things, let's get into big things. At 10:06 today, the Cleveland Browns put out a little release, and it says, extend partnership with Odyssey.
Woohoo!
Multi-year agreement. We will remain the home of the Cleveland Browns for all your radio content. So that's really good. We're excited. Looking forward to it. Multi-year agreement with the Cleveland Browns. So you'll continue to get all of your Browns content right here on The Fan. And on game day, 98.5 as well. So good for us, good for them. I know we've enjoyed our partnership with the Browns, and it continues.
Outstanding. Well, we have a quote from the boss on this thing, too, don't we? This is very nice.
You don't need to read it. You don't need to suck up anymore.
Oh, me? As another exciting football season approaches, we are thrilled to share that 92.3 The Fan will proudly continue as the Browns flagship station, said Jeff Miller, Senior Vice President and Market Manager of Odyssey. Our ongoing mission is to enhance the fan experience, offering both exhilarating live game day action and compelling stories that happen off the field. As a lifelong Browns fan myself, that's my man! Lifelong Browns fan myself, I'm honored to be a part of the 92.3 The Fan and 98.5 NCX as we collaborate as the rest, because we all love this team. There you go. That's a boss, man. Love you.
I guess Andy did need to suck up a little bit more.
Let's give him some props, man.
You're going to suck up to anybody. It should be the Grand Poobah.
I guess so. There you go.
Why can't you can't give Jeff Miller some props? I mean,
well,
they worked
did.
Hard on this deal.
Hey,
come
Jeff,
on.
Andy just sucked up to you big time.
I don't care.
There you go. Good job.
He does a great job. What are you going to say? So does Keith.
Our
they
Cleveland Browns. Way to suck up again.
Unlike you that just don't understand the power of
sucking up.
No, positive praise, Jeff.
We are pro Grand Poobah and fearless leader on this
program.
That's true.
We have been blessed to have some outstanding leadership in this building over the last.
We really have.
14 years. Isn't our birthday this week?
I don't know.
Was it last week?
I know is we're still rolling, baby.
14 and 13 of those years we've been doing the Browns?
Most folks were hoping it would last a year.
More noises, that counts for something?
The what makes noises?
Said my knee's making more noises, so yeah, it might have been.
All right. Congratulations.
On Sunday,
congratulations, everybody. Thank
1
you.
1:00. The Cleveland Browns right here on 92.3 The Fan, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals as things get going. And this team now, Andy, is it is what it is. You're not going to make big changes right now. This is the roster. This is where it goes. But if you look around on this team, I think that there are some intriguing players. In fact, I think you can find an intriguing player at every position group. Now, I do think most of them are rookies.
Define intriguing, can you for me, please?
Yeah. And intriguing doesn't mean good. Intriguing to me means, wonder what happens with this guy. Mm. I wonder how he fits, and I wonder what he does. Mm. I do think most of them are rookies, at least from my thought process on this. I hope yours differs.
Okay, well,
it may or may not.
Yes.
But I want to start with the offense here.
Okay, let's go.
And let's start with the position that matters most in football.
Tight end.
Make
yes.
the argument, there you go, that it matters most in all of sport. and that's quarterback.
Yes.
I think the most intriguing quarterback on this roster is Dillon Gabriel.
Okay.
And I say it for this reason. If something goes wrong with Joe Flacco, if Joe gets injured, if Joe doesn't perform well, if the team doesn't win, Dillon Gabriel gets the first crack at the gig, at least the way it's stacked up right now. And to me, what makes him intriguing is, can he actually show that he can do two things? Be a starter long term and play well enough to keep Shedeur Sanders off the field. I mean, that's job one for Dillon Gabriel if he gets to start a game.
Okay.
Can you show you're the starter long term? I think he'd be hard pressed to do that. And can he keep Shedeur Sanders off the field? I think he has a chance to do that. That's why he's the most intriguing guy to me.
I don't think there's any question about this. Shedeur Sanders is the most intriguing quarterback the Browns have on this roster. First of all, Joe Flacco is the most important. I'll say that without hesitation because he's the guy that can go out on the field and understands how to win an NFL game. So Dillon Gabriel, I think we kind of know what we're getting because he has played so many games in college.
Different beast here in the NFL.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so that's why I think Shedeur Sanders is the most intriguing quarterback on this team, because if he's able to pick it up and if he's able to get the opportunity, that's the whole thing. He has zero control of his own destiny right now, and the only thing that can get him on the field, unfortunately, would probably be injuries or if things go so sideways in a game that Kevin Stefanski's like, I got to pull my quarterback like you would a pitcher would put in a reliever, although I think it's a little bit different. But Shedeur Sanders offers something that I think the other guys don't. And the upside on Shedeur, I think, is truly endless.
Why do you say that as opposed to Gabriel? I mean, they're both rookie quarterbacks.
Well, I'm using part of your logic on this, that Dillon Gabriel has played so many college football games that we kind of know who he is already.
That was your logic.
That's not my logic.
You said that.
No, I've heard you say
that a moment ago.
I've heard you say it before, though.
I don't have any idea what he's going to be in the pros, so don't attribute that to me.
Okay, well,
Have
you ever used Dillon Gabriel's number of college games as a reference point in any conversation?
Sure, but not that it's going to be that doesn't necessarily lead to success in the NFL. It leads to success in college.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. I've just heard it before, and maybe it was other people on the show that have said that too. I think Sanders is such a, to be honest with you, I think he's kind of a raw talent that if he's put in the right position to grow, I think he could be one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the NFL. Is that going to happen? I don't know, but I do think there is something about him that is intriguing to the fans. It's intriguing to his teammates in some ways. And as he grows, if he grows, I guess, in the right direction, if that's the right way to put it, he is, to me, the most intriguing quarterback on the team.
At running back, the most intriguing running back on this team. You want to go first?
Yeah, it's Quinshon Judkins. I just need to see him. That's the problem. We know what he did at Ohio State last year. We know how he can play. We know how he can be. Just a great additive to the engine if he can get out there and play. We need to get past all this garbage that's going on. And
it's not garbage.
Well, no, I mean garbage on his part, garbage on the, you know what I'm saying? The whole thing is like it's sideways. It's not good. There's nothing good about it. If we can get past that, I think he's the most intriguing running back that's on this team.
I think the most intriguing running back on this team is the other running back they drafted this year, Dillon Sampson. And I say that because I think he's going to get an opportunity that he wasn't in line for. Judkins isn't going to play week one, we're all assuming. And that means Sampson, who will probably be, the change of pace guy early on, is going to get reps that he probably wasn't going to get. What can he do with it? Can he do enough with it to carve out a real role this year? And that's why I find him an extremely intriguing guy in this backfield. I'm curious to see what he can do, Andy. He was really good in the SEC last year, and he seems to be the type of guy. He's not just a change of pace guy, and that to me is what I want to see. Can he be a guy who gets regular carries, runs between the tackles well, at least he did in college, and see what he can do here?
Let me backtrack on that word garbage I used. You're right, Jeff. That was probably the wrong word. Drama.
Drama's a better word.
Yeah, drama is actually the word I was looking for. Sorry.
The wide receiver crew, to me, needs help. But there's one guy who's extremely intriguing, more than the others. Want to guess?
For me or for you?
You go.
You're going to say Cedric Tillman, probably.
You are incorrect.
Oh, all right. Well, give me yours, because I have two.
It's Isaiah Bond.
Yeah.
And I, when this happened, I thought when they signed him, remember, they had him in for one of the 30 visits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Were the Browns just sitting back, patiently monitoring this whole situation and knew all along that he was going to come to the Cleveland Browns? I wonder that. I don't know if we'll ever know the answer to that. But I wonder if they had an agreement in place with his agent. Hey, we want him. Here's what we'll do. We'd like you to be here. If this all gets settled legally, we'd like you to be here. If that was the case, I think the Browns gambled and maybe won. Maybe won. We don't know. We got to see the guy in the field. But, man, he's got some ability. Did they get a steal here? And again, in a situation that wasn't good, but did they know all along that he was going to come here, and did they end up getting a steal? I can't wait to see him on the football field, and I'm hoping that they got really lucky. I think they need to get really lucky with him, Andy.
I'm torn on this because I mean, I love the speed of Isaiah Bond, and I want to see. I agree with everything you just said. I do think he is intriguing. I think Gage Larvadan is also intriguing. Why would you hang on to an unrestricted college free agent if you're not going to use him? Why waste your time? I think that's, and I don't know where he sits on the roster right now, too. He's probably on the other side of 45,
yeah,
if you think about it. So I think that's, I want to see what he, I love the way he plays. There's no question about that. To me, when it comes to intriguing, Jamari Thrash has now been put into the position of being one of the first three wide receivers on this team. We saw glimpses of that last year, and if there's ever going to be a player that could benefit from, you know, holding back a little bit, getting the opportunity to mature without having to be expected to produce results every Sunday, the developmental, how about that? I mean, was Jamari Thrash a little bit developmental? He was drafted in the, what, fifth round?
He looks good, Andy.
And he looked good last year, too.
I hope he can get it done.
So I hope that if Jamari Thrash can be one of your three riding wide receivers here, guys that you can ride on all game, then he's the most intriguing to me. There's something about his game that is not only exciting, but I think can give a quarterback confidence if he, you know, just hang on to the ball and go. So I really like Jamari Thrash, so he's intriguing to me.
Small sample size here, because there aren't very many of them. The most intriguing tight end is clearly Harold Fannin Jr.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
He's going to get the opportunity to play a significant role as a rookie, and I hope he can take advantage of it.
I do think if Blake Whitehart can jump a little bit, he'll get opportunities if the door opens for him to be able to do that.
Harold could be a big deal.
100% agree.
Yeah, I sure 100%
agree. I think that Stefanski really likes Whitehart, though, and Njoku will be one of the top two receivers on this team. So
that's probably true. On the offensive line, the most intriguing player, the only question mark on the offensive line other than health, it's got to be DeJuan Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, he looks like a guy at his size, 6'8". I don't know what he weighs these days. 6'8", let's say 350. Andy, if he can figure out how to play left tackle, we know he's got pretty good feet for a guy that size. In theory, he could become a dominant left tackle of the National Football League. In theory. I mean, he's huge, and he moves really well for a guy that size. And I hope he can stay healthy, and I hope he can do the job. Because if he can, man, the Browns might have gotten really lucky and picked up a cornerstone member of the offense and a guy that was passed over by a number of teams a number of times. So, boy, I sure hope he can play, and it's the thing to watch on that offensive line.
Just for the presence of time here, I agree with you. I 100% think it's DeJuan Jones. But I also think Zach Zinter is going to be in a position this year to jump into one of those spots if necessary, if somebody's got to come out. And I think, you know, based on what we saw out of Zinter in college and the inspiration that he could and the way he plays the game, let's be honest, it's more than inspiration. The way he plays the game, he is going to have the opportunity to be here for a long time. And I think his time may start this year.
I agree with everything you said. My hope is that it doesn't start this year, because that means somebody else got hurt.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Most intriguing guys on defense. Hmm. And we'd love your input as well. 216-474-0092. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. We're full of intrigue today. Why? We're taking a look at this Browns roster and looking at the most intriguing players by position. According to whom? According to Baskin and Phelps.
Oh, you've reached the summit.
We've reached something. Now, I will say it's been dominated by rookies, because we don't know anything about these guys yet, but not completely dominated by rookies. On offense, I went with Dylan Gabriel, Dylan Sampson at running back, Isaiah Bond at wide receiver, Harold Fannin at tight end. Those are all rookies. But DeJuan Jones on the offensive line, he might be the most intriguing guy in the entire team, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
He who knows what he's capable of doing. Defensive side of the ball.
Oh, you know what? I can't recap my picks.
Yeah, go ahead. No, if you'd like, you could just go ahead and, you know, speak when you want. I didn't know you had to put your hand up and be called on. I thought you'd just jump in.
Mr. Phelps?
We've been jumping all over each other for 14 Phelps. Years. Why would we stop now?
That's true. I said Shedeur Sanders. I said Quinshon Judkins. I said we agreed on DeJuan Jones with Zach Zinter, with a side of Zach Zinter on that. And then I went Jamari Thrash at wide receiver. Okay.
Yeah, and you went Fannin at tight end.
And Fannin at tight end. Yep. It's hard
on the defensive side of the ball. Shall we begin?
Sure. Dun, 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 dun.
At defensive end, is this the year that Alex Wright becomes the man? To me, I think he's physically freakish. I think he's really interesting. If it doesn't bust out this year for Alex Wright, I don't think he's back next year. I think this is a huge year for him, and I think it could be full of really good things. I've always liked Alex. I think he looks great. I think he's ready to go, but I think he better be careful, because if he doesn't have a year this year, Andy, my guess is he won't be in the plans for next year.
Yeah, not because of time, but I'll double down on everything that you just said. I do think Isaiah McCoy will be breathing down his neck, though.
Which is exactly why I think Alex Wright has to have a year.
Yes.
And if not, they'll go get somebody else. But I think Alex could be really good, and I'm hoping that this is the year. At defensive tackle.
It's a fun one.
Well, there are a couple of ones. I would normally say Mason Graham, but I think the most intriguing guy is Mike Hall. Can Mike get on the football field? He obviously had some health issues. He also had some other issues at the beginning of last year, and his grade for last year was incomplete. I wonder what happens if he's able to get out there, and can he be the force that we think he can be? And if so, man, I think the Browns could be set for a long time with Mason Graham and Mike Hall at defensive tackle. But I think it's I wonder.
I agree with you to a point. Malik Collins to me, is it fair? Can I say, is he intriguing? Just because we know he's a starter, am I allowed to
be
intrigued by a starter? Okay. I just
love to do anything. It's your show.
I'm intrigued by Malik Collins. I just think he is he's an athlete. He's got ability. He could that front four could be just the thing that keeps this season together.
Andy, think about it. You know, I just threw out Alex Wright. You doubled down on Alex Wright. Imagine if he does what we think he can do, along with Myles Garrett. And you bring in Mason Graham. It's easy to say Mason Graham is intriguing, and he was my first thought there, actually.
Right.
Is he a sure thing at number five in the draft? He appears.
Should he be?
He appears to be. And great scouting reports on him. Great reports from everything that happened in the preseason. So I think he's going to, they made a big move to trade down, and he's one of the reasons they did it, and that number one pick for next year. But if you can put Mike Hall next to him, look out. I think it could be awesome. At linebacker, the most intriguing player is?
Carson Schwarzenegger?
It has to be.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It has to be. He's being asked to do an awful lot, Andy.
He did it. That's the
so
thing.
Far. Preseason,
he's
he did
delivered.
It.
Yeah.
Preseason, he did it. He looks like the real deal, doesn't he?
Yes. Let's all keep our fingers crossed that this thing works out, because, I mean, he has the potential to be a he has the potential to be a name that you'll remember for a long time. How's that sound? He is in position to be that guy.
He's in position to be a longtime Cleveland Brown and a standout on the defense.
Yes.
Can he pull it off? If he doesn't pull it off, that linebacking crew's in big trouble. Don't you think?
Yes. It's the weakest part of the defense.
They have some players around him who I think are really competent pros. Baker, Bush, very competent. My fear is that we never see JOK again on the football field.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too.
But wouldn't it be nice to have JOK and Schwarzenegger at the same time?
See, think about that. If you had those two guys at linebacker together, look out. Behind what we think is going to be a really good defensive line, Andy, this defense could be great for years, but will Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah be able to play football again? Whatever happens there, I hope it's the right decision for him. You know, if the doctors deem it too dangerous for him to play football again, then JOK, I hope, doesn't try to push it and, you know, goes on with his life. Terrific guy, and I hope he can play. But right now, Carson Schwarzenegger, the most intriguing guy on that linebacking core. In the defensive backfield, the most intriguing corner on the team, I think it's Denzel Ward. I think it's Denzel for a couple of reasons.
There's only one reason I can think of that makes him intriguing, but go ahead. Give me yours.
It's not just health, but combine the health with this question. How long does he play?
If total career or
how long does he play? I would love to see him play another 3 to 5 years, but will health allow that to happen? Or does Denzel become one of those guys, and there's nothing wrong with this, who says, you know what? That's enough. You know, if he gets another concussion, Andy, I could see him saying that's enough. And you know what I would say to him? Congratulations,
okay.
Denzel.
Yeah, I would too.
You had one hell of a career.
Well, he's
and man, can you flat out play the corner spot?
What is he, the third longest tenure on this team?
Well, that's not saying much, is it?
Well, Miles was in 17 and somebody else was in 17.
Antonio.
Yeah.
Before that.
Oh, Joel. Yeah, I forget. Joel was 14.
I just wonder about Denzel.
Joel's really been playing that long.
If he can stay healthy, great. If he can't stay healthy,
Njoku was the other center.
I wonder how long he decides to play.
Yeah, it's about health. It's all about health.
At the safety spot, Ronnie Hickman, to me, Ronnie went from undrafted to starter here in year number 3. Now, can he lock that up and show that he deserves to be the starter, will be the starter, and most importantly, be a good starter? Andy, will he be a good player at that position? And I think he has shown glimpses of that. I think they need him to. You know, I've seen some rumblings, and it's just, you know, people writing things. It's nobody, you know, with football and the football organization. Jabril Peppers got let go by the New England Patriots and Mike Vrabel. And Jabril went to social media and said, hey, I've played for 7 different head coaches and 6 different coordinators, and I can play, and I'm going to play for somebody. Mm-hmm. And I can play in any scheme. And I saw more than a few folks who said, you should sign with the Browns.
Come home.
Browns should bring him back. And that's the type of question that Ronnie Hickman, I think, is going to have to answer. Should the Browns be looking at a guy like Jabril Peppers, or are they okay with Ronnie Hickman starting at safety?
You know, I think it's interesting that the team went out and has all, I mean, they have how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it, sorry, 6? 6 guys who are undrafted free agents that they put on this team. Donovan McMillan is one of those guys that could get forced in. I expect to see him on special teams, but I'm a little intrigued by the fact that they kept him. And if they kept him, is he going to see any time? Now, I'm assuming he's going to see time on special teams, and he's probably, I mean, he's behind.
Are play.
Yeah, he's, and he probably has to jump over Rayshon Jenkins to get out on the field. But I mean, you never know. I think, and Aiden, I know I'm sorry for doing this, but Aiden Huntington was the other guy that I was going to kind of just briefly touch on too. Another unrestricted free agent that came into this that just totally turned heads during camp. So,
we'll
but
see.
If you're looking at the safety spot,
undersized, but an engine that doesn't stop.
Yeah, if you're
McMillan, 3 years at Kent State will do that to a guy.
I'm intrigued. Intrigued. How's that sound?
You should be.
If you're gonna keep an unrestricted free agent, and not go out and get somebody who's played in the league before, or at least had a year on a practice squad somewhere, you know, are they going to play? That's the question. And I just, why take up a roster spot? Although they're in the churn position, right? Mm-hmm. Anything after 45 is a churning position, I think. That you're hanging on to your spot every week.
And you might be churning all season long.
Yeah.
Special teams. It's not your guy, Corey Bohorquez.
Maybe it is, Jeff.
No.
The way he punted during preseason.
Corey might be the best guy in the team.
I'm not.
You've got a really good punter.
Love to argue with you on this. Yeah, I think you're 100%
right.
You
got a really good punter.
Think about the bad field position teams had all. It doesn't matter who was on the field. It doesn't matter if it was a first teamer or a third teamer or a seventh teamer. Bjork has put the ball inside the deep red zone,
he's good,
is 10
man.
In.
And he's good.
He is really good.
To me, the most intriguing special teams guy, and it's easy. It's not our guy.
They didn't want
to
pay him.
No,
it's not our guy, Rex Unahara.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Rex. Nice job.
Oh, I know.
It's got to be Andre Schmidt.
Yeah, it does.
And I say the new kicker of the Browns is intriguing for this reason. Did the Browns keep him because they really, really like him and think he's their long-term kicker, or because they felt they couldn't trust Dustin Hopkins anymore?
Right guy, right time. So isn't that what it feels like?
Well, and then that to me screams this. Okay, can you make enough kicks in your first 2 or 3 games to keep the job? Because if he doesn't, they'll be holding tryouts every Tuesday.
Isn't that the kicking life in the NFL, though?
Well, not if you're making kicks. If you miss kicks, hey, I remember you. We went to kicking camp together when we were in high school.
That's
what,
right.
What are you in town for?
Hey, were you in
your
that,
job?
You were in that punt, pass, and kick competition. We were in 4th grade.
Right,
remember
there
that?
Next to Andy Reid.
That was awesome.
I have a hard time believing Andy,
yes,
that they're keeping Andre Schmidt because they thought, oh my God, this guy's just fabulous. We love him. I think it's because they thought, oh my God, Dustin Hopkins can't make an extra point on a regular basis. And that means to me, Schmidt's first man up. And it also means that he's got a short leash. He's going to have to make kicks or he's going to be out of a job by week 4, maybe 5. And I hate that idea. I hate that idea.
And the fact that, I mean, he doesn't have AEIO or U in his last name. I mean, that's got to be said for something, right? Only in Cleveland,
Andy,
right?
Y is also considered a vowel.
Well, when you need it to be. Like, all right, hey, somebody call in Y. He's like the emergency. He's the emergency Vol. Why?
Andre Zmt. Shouldn't that be his name? On to try the 44-yard field goal is Andre Zmt.
And now we go to sports version of Count Von Count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's enough. We don't have that many vowels.
This is the byproduct of Schoolhouse Rock when you're a kid.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. Her thoughts on our most intriguing guys. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.